Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A with the Sunshine. Coming out, melting all that snow. I love to see that, and we're looking forward to a more sunshine for the rest of the week. And we have a sunny show for you today, too. We're going to talk to our buddy Karen Russell from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. They are using a nationally awarded program. It is all about, it's called Fall Proof, and it is aimed at, you know, as we get older, we begin becoming a little bit less stable. When we walk, we're much more prone to falls and suffering serious injuries from those falls that we might not heal from. So this Fall Proof program is really something that will keep you on your feet and out of the hospital, hopefully for a long, long time. And then also on today's show, you'll hear my conversations with two authors, one of them Courtney Carver. She has a brand new book called Soulful Simplicity. It's about enjoying more of life by acquiring less. And then James Mustick, his book, 1,000 Books to Read Before You Die, a life-changing list that will be for the literary lovers in our audience. You know, it's Tuesday. That means the Tuesday Night Classics at the Harkins 14. Tonight, it's the Keanu Reeves film, The Matrix, at only $5 at 7 o'clock on the big screen. I'm betting you've never seen it on the big screen unless you saw it right when it came out. Now, Keanu Reeves is also starring in a brand new movie that opens, I believe, Thursday. It is called Replicas. It has to do with a terrible opening. His family is killed in a terrible crash, and he looks for ways to replicate them. So, kind of an interesting concept. And you know, with the new year, if you haven't, if you're just now tuning in to KQ&A, we have added Dr. Sebastian Gorka to our daily talk lineup on Q&A, or KQ&A. You can hear Dr. Gorka weekdays at 1 p.m. right here on KQ&A. And the O'Reilly Auto Parts Toughest Monster Truck Tour is coming to the Findlay Toyota Center, you know, the old Prescott Valley Event Center. That's this Friday and Saturday. We gave away some tickets to lucky fans at the Polar Bear Splash Saturday. You can still get yours by going online either to PrescottValleyEventCenter.com, in which case they'll switch you to the correct new name, FindlayToyotaCenter.com, and that's Findlay, F-I-N-D-L-A-Y, FindlayToyotaCenter.com, and you will be forwarded to the correct site. So, we've got Karen Russell in the bullpen, ready to step up and go in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Boy, dental care has sure come a long way. CTs, 3D scans, lasers, cone beams. What? This is Kathy at Bradshaw Family Dental. We take your smile seriously, and we do use cutting-edge technology. But no matter how mainstream dentistry has become, we still and always will put patient care first. We take the time to get to know you and never rush you through. Bradshaw Family Dental, treating your family like ours. For more information on our Prescott Valley or Chino office, check us out online at BradshawFamilyDental.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Do you feel confident that you have the right financial plan in place? How and where do you invest? Trying to learn the do's and don'ts of the stock market can be extremely costly. Just one mistake can set you back years from attaining your financial goals. Understanding the stock market and investing based on your personal risk and time can be the ingredients for a successful outcome. Hi, I'm John Dombrowski, president of Grand Canyon Planning. I've been assisting my clients to create the proper recipe to reach their financial goals for over 25 years, and I can help you as well. Call me at 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. Again, that's 480-991-1055, and visit the web at GrandCanyonPlanning.com. As always, I'm John Dombrowski reminding you don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates, LLC, and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:07, and this is the time of year when people slip on the ice, they slip on the snow, or they just plain slip. And that's not good, because bad things happen when a body over the age of, let's say 40, hits the floor. Right, Karen Russell?
Yes, indeed. And, you know, slips are one of those type of falls that your chance of recovery is pretty slim.
And, you know, the thing is, because it happens usually right out of the blue, and your life can change in a blink of an eye, can't it?
It can. And I think, I was talking to a group last week, and it was nice to hear the different responses, but I was asking, what's your biggest worry about having a fall? And I think most individuals, they think about breaking something. They think about breaking an arm or a hip, and those will heal. You know, really what you have to worry about is falling and hitting your head. Mm-hmm. Those are the worst and most devastating injuries.
Now, you have a program that's received nationwide attention, several awards. I believe it started in 2000, and you're suggesting that as part of your New Year's resolution, you know, just for your health and safety, that you start out the year on the right foot, followed by the left foot, correct?
I agree. Right, left, right. Just keep those feet moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed. Now, I understand this is an 8-week program. When does it run? How many people are accepted?
Yeah, I am so excited, because it's taken me a long time to get this off the floor, at least here at Mountain Valley. I ran it on my own for a while out of my own business, FabFitness. Las Fuentes was gracious enough to allow me to use their facility and store my equipment there. But yeah, we're finally getting it to Mountain Valley Regional Rehab Hospital. And so we're going to do a little bit smaller version. I know typically I like to do a 12 to 16 week version of the program, but we have so many people on the wait list. I'd like to get as many people going as possible. You do have the option of doing the program again, but it's going to be around on Tuesdays and Fridays. So it's twice a week, from 1 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And so it's twice a week for 8 weeks. So it's 16 classes. That also includes a pre and post test. So everybody that does the program, you get a pre-balance test. And then when you finish the program, you also get a one-on-one. Those usually take about 30 minutes one-on-one. We do the test again at the end of the program.
And with 16 classes, it's also very affordable, isn't it?
It is. We're doing $75, and that's for the entire program. So for 16 classes, that involves two private balance assessments, that's less than $5 a class. So most of the time when we've offered it in other places, it's usually about $150 for the entire program.
I understand this got off the ground initially in 2000 in Orange County, with the creator of this program starting it in 18 senior centers in Orange County?
We did. I was actually lucky enough to be one of the original individuals that went through the certification process and actually moved quickly. She invited me to be one of the master instructors. But I was one of the instructors out in the community college district where we were running the program. The difficulty with that is, because it was a free program offered to all the older adults in the community, they wanted larger classes. So if you can imagine trying to do a balance class with, they wanted a minimum of 20 people. It became difficult. It was doable. Yeah. I used a lot of peer mentors and kind of structured the class a little bit differently. But yeah, it was a wonderful opportunity to get the program going, though.
Mm-hmm. Now, your focus on this, starting out, you're going to be measuring improvements in sensory integration and reception, balance, lower body strength, functional mobility, and balance-related self-confidence. That last one kind of gets me. Balance-related self-confidence. Describe that.
Balance-related self-confidence, it's really great topic to bring up right now because I was doing a balance assessment on someone today and I found that a lot of her compensatory strategies were from lack of confidence. And so when you're not moving freely and you start to be move more rigid and more defensive, you actually increase your risk of fall. So sometimes just increases someone's confidence in their balance, they actually free up their movements to move more normally. Mm-hmm. So, so confidence and balance are actually really closely linked together. And the more you can get the confidence up, a lot of times it's a confidence factor.
Sure. You know, on that note, I've noticed as I've gotten older, I used to walk all the time with my hands in my pockets. Like in wintertime, my hands in my coat. I don't do that anymore because if I do happen to slip, I'm going to need those hands to break the fall because I realize I'm a lot more susceptible now than I was 20 or 30 years ago.
Yeah, we use our arms a lot for balance. We use them a lot for counterbalance. Mm-hmm. When you walk, I always discourage older adults that typically will put their hands in their pockets, or I have a lot of individuals, especially ladies, that like to put their hands behind their back because they feel it helps them stand up straighter. But then you're taking away that natural arm swing, which mm-hmm. is a counterbalance with gait. And then, yes, you actually do use your arms a lot for stability if you do lose your balance. The other part is it's a protective reflex. So if you start to lose your balance and you are heading to the ground, it's an automatic protective reflex to put your arms out in front of you. And, you know, a lot of individuals, they're worried about, okay, I'm going to break my wrist, I'm going to break my shoulder, but it's better, you know, worst case scenario is hitting your head. So it's a lot easier for those bones in your arm to heal than if you don't put those arms out and you fall and you hit your head.
Mm-hmm. Another program that you base the measurement on is sensory integration and reception. I gather from that situational awareness.
It is. A lot of it is balance is really a complicated system. The different things that we have going on in our bodies that give us information to maintain vertical and spatial orientation it's mind-boggling. The mm-hmm. amount I learned in this fallproof program when I went through it 18 years ago is crazy, a lot of information. You have three different sensory systems that you use for balance. And they're basically those different sensory systems are giving your brain your spatial orientation. So we work on those systems in the program because especially those that may have one of those systems compromised. If you have neuropathy in your feet, that's a big sensory system that we use for pressure response. The pressure under your feet tells your brain your spatial orientation. Mm-hmm. Some with neuropathies, they lose that. You might have an individual, vision's a big one. It's our most dominant system that gives us spatial orientation. So individuals that start to have cataracts, macular degeneration, some of those vision issues, their balance is disrupted big time. So again, we're going to work on strengthening all three systems, but for that individual, it's really going to be vestibular and somatosensory that they really need to strengthen because their vision is so compromised. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so those three sensory systems we work on a lot to help make sure that they are functioning well with each individual.
Can you say vestibular on the radio?
I hope so, because we already said it.
We just did it. Yeah, okay. Now, I would imagine, too, that of all the sensory reception, I would imagine hearing has something to do with it, too, if only because of the role of the inner ear in balance.
Yeah, inner ear is part of that. If hopefully we're going to say it again, the vestibular system. Mm-hmm. So that gives your brain tells your head orientation. So when your head moves or bend over, that's telling your brain your spatial orientation. It's helping with your balance. Mm-hmm. But you also have the part of, you know, we had that hearing specialist with us last month or whenever it was. And mm-hmm. there's a lot that goes into knowing your environment. And when you're not hearing things that give you cues to your environment, that's going to increase your risk of fall. So there's a lot with that as well. And you're not hearing instructions. There's just a lot of not being able to hear that can increase your risk of fall.
Now, one of the four core program components is what's called volitional and non-volitional control of your center of gravity. I gather from that term means of your own volition.
Right, right. We work on functional reach activities, so things that you are doing, obviously, volitionally. So if you are reaching for a glass in the cupboard or you're reaching for something in your closet, you're volitionally moving your body to reach for an object, and then can you come back to your center and retain your balance? Versus non-volitional is usually then that perturbation that causes you to lose your balance. So maybe somebody pushes you, maybe you slip on something or trip on something, but we want to see that someone then, things that are not in their control, can they regain their balance from that?
For situations like that, do you do any testing for reflexes?
We actually, part of the balance test that we do, it's called the Fullerton Advanced Balance Scale, and that actually has an element to it that is a surprise loss of balance. And so when I do the balance test, I always preface it with letting them know there's going to be times in the test that you may lose your balance, and I want to see how you react. But I have to do it in a surprise nature, because otherwise I'm not going to get the response I want to see, which is, you know, oh, surprise, I lost my balance. So it's kind of it's an interesting little thing, because you have to time it just perfectly so that the person does not know it's coming.
Now, I know this program is geared toward older adults, but I would think if someone is, say, in an athletic pursuit, this could really do them some good.
Yeah, they really can, because there's a lot of core stabilization parts of the program that we use. Anytime you're on an uneven surface, which we use a lot in the program, we use foam. If I have someone really high level, I've used the BOSU ball, which is that half ball where it's half dome and it's firm on the ground. So we use that. We use half foam rollers. We use rocking boards. So we use things that create instability, which is going to improve balance. But more importantly, it really kicks in that core stabilization, because a lot of how you control your core has obviously a lot to do with balance and balance recovery.
I'm picturing guys working on a high rise construction building. They could probably use this too, couldn't they?
Definitely. there's a thing called hip strategy. It's a balance recovery strategy. And basically what I tell my individuals when I try to get it from them is, imagine you're in a situation where you're losing your balance and you cannot take a step, because the step could be deathly, or it could just be, you know, a higher injury. So yeah, there's a lot of times when we're on a ladder, you know, and a lot of times people tend to overcorrect when they reach, and then they actually overcorrect coming back into balance. And you want to be able to correct your balance without taking a step.
Indeed. Now, the people conducting this classes, now you've already gone through it, you've done it yourself. These people don't just walk in off the street. Tell me the kind of training you go through to be able to teach these.
Yeah, it's a very rigorous certification program. It surprises a lot of therapists. We do get a lot of PTs and OTs that go through the program. And typically when you go through a certification program, you attend and you get the certification automatically. That is not the case with this. It's changed over the years, where it's a lot easier now for people to get the certification, because we have an online portion. So there's the didactic portion is online. But again, it's still very extensive. You have to have a bachelor's degree to even be approved to enter the program, because the knowledge and the material is just that high level. And then if you want to teach the program, there's a 3-day competency practical test that you have to be able to pass. So you have to demonstrate with a group teaching the core components of the class. And we want to make sure that you're safe and understand the progression of the material, because that's key to keeping it safe and actually having people progress.
And speaking of progressive, the program describes the program as progressive and progressive and culminating. I gather from that it gets more challenging as you go along.
Yes. And that is one of the key elements of the program, and I try to let people know that you need to be committed to the program for that whole 8-week time, because if you miss a class, you're going to miss a very critical skill building step. So we don't start the class with the highest things. We're going to start with, let's say, standing on one leg. Well, I'm not going to have you stand on one leg from the get-go. I'm going to put you in an easier task, and then as you master each skill, you progress to higher level things. You know, typically we have fun at the end where you're standing on this 4-inch piece of foam playing ring toss, or you're playing bowling, or you're playing some type of a game, which is a pretty high level activity for individuals.
Now, is there anything participants in the program can do at home to correlate with the class activity?
what I do is I give out homework. So during the different stages of the program, after I've already covered that material, I will give them homework, some things that I feel that they can safely do at home, whether it be strength or balance, because strength and flexibility has a huge component on balance as well. But then at the end of the program, when you get your post-test, then I'm also going to give you additional homework to do, because balance is a use-it-or-lose-it skill. So you're mm-hmm. going to spend all this time getting your balance at a high level, and if you don't keep challenging your balance, everything you just worked so hard to obtain is going to just do a backward slide.
You know, the use-it-or-lose-it idea there, I learned last year, also applies to riding a bike, because people always say, oh, you never forget how to ride a bike, right? I used to pedal over 100 miles a week until about 5 years ago, and it had been a long time since I got on a bike. And I got on it, and I had trouble maintaining my balance because I was so used to pedaling very, very aggressively because I was so used to it. All of a sudden, I couldn't turn my head to see oncoming traffic without losing, you know, my forward motion stuff. You know, you can forget how to ride a bike because your, you know, your core abilities to gauge your balance, you know, your direction, everything, they do tend to wear away, don't they?
They do, and I'm the same way. If I get on a bike, stationary bike, I can master.
Sure.
Moving bike, not so much, because, mm-hmm. yeah, there is a lot in, you don't realize how much goes into balance on a bike, mm-hmm. and just the turning the head. To look at something and just, or turning the bike. Yeah, you can. I know that that's an old saying, but I don't necessarily agree with it.
And you know, you mentioned before, like when you reach for something in the cabinet, getting yourself back to center. That's what I was thinking about the bike riding. Turning my head to see oncoming traffic is one thing. Getting me back to where I was 1 second before that, that's a different story.
It is, and that's kind of the beginning of the program. Some of the initial things that we start to work on is where your center of mass, which is basically your belly button area, is in relation to your feet. So if you reach for something, you need to recognize when you come back to center. And that sometimes is difficult for a lot of individuals. They don't really, they've kind of lost that focus on where center really is. Mm-hmm. And basically balance is all about maintaining your center of mass over your base of support. So whether you're walking or whether you're standing still, those two need to constantly make adjustments so that you maintain your balance.
Mm-hmm. See, I can't see my belly button anymore. See, because I have furniture disease. That's where your chest done sunk into your drawers. You know, yeah. So I can understand that. Now, last question for you. Tell us about the Press Ganey Guardian of Excellence Award presented to Mountain Valley.
Well, this was given to us for 2018. It was for our home health. So our home for health department received this award for excellence in patient satisfaction. So when individuals go through the rehab process in home health, they get a survey. The survey, they go directly to the individuals that tabulate and read them. And then, yeah, so we received that for 2018 for getting the highest marks in patient satisfaction.
Congratulations to Ernest Health and to Mountain Valley, correct?
Thank you. Yeah, they're a wonderful team. They really are.
And tell us how people can learn more about this wonderful fall-proof program and enroll in the classes.
Yes. So we're starting the class next week. I think it's full, but I may have a couple openings. So if anybody that's interested, the best thing is to call me directly. So that number, if you have a pen and paper handy, is 602-540-5310. If not, if you call our main number, I've given all the information to our PBX and reception area, mm-hmm. so they should be able to refer you back to me. But yeah, it will be ongoing. Right now it's 8 weeks, and then I will get going for the next group. So it's, if you miss out on this one, there is time to get you in.
And that is Karen Russell from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. We've got going to take a break here and come back with a message for you. And we're going to hear from two authors today. One, Courtney Carver, for her new book, Soulful Simplicity, about enjoying more with less, and James Mustick for his book, 1,000 Books to Read Before You Die, a life-changing list. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
start the new year off right with your car gleaming inside and out with the Prescott Pro Wash Detail. Prescott Pro Wash are the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business. They offer an express wash to a full detail and everything in between. They even offer a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and protects your car like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years that you don't have to wax your car. And they even have gift cards. So give Eric a call and ride into the new year in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
I'm Windfall Willie. Hear that? That's the sound of Arizona's newest casino. It doesn't sound like one, does it? That's because now you can get casino fun on the go with four new casino-themed scratchers tickets from the Arizona Lottery. And this is the sound of someone winning on one of the new casino-themed games. Play for a chance to win top prizes up to $100,000. Head to any lottery retailer to play today. Hoo-way!
Smack's on me!
Hello, this is Mark Goligoski, principal at Mile High Middle School. I feel fortunate to have been raised in Prescott, where I have also raised my family. School is my business, and supporting our public schools is everyone's business. We are always grateful when you pay your taxes, you choose to donate to PUSD and keep your tax dollars local. Your donations of up to $200 as an individual and $400 as a couple will fund all our extracurricular activities. Please go online to PrescottSchools.com and continue to invest in the future of Prescott. PUSD, where every child, every day matters.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Arizona Coyotes visit the Vancouver Canucks live Sunday night at 8 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Our attitude is gratitude. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals. As we reflect on the year behind us and look forward to this new year ahead, the entire Affinity RV family would like to take this moment to express how grateful we are for being awarded an elite top five dealer in the U.S. and Canada. And most importantly, we extend a sincere thank you to everyone who made Affinity RV their destination location. We appreciate your business. Having the privilege of working with generations of your families and extended wishes of happiness, good health, and prosperity to you and your loved ones throughout this new year ahead. So what places would you like to visit? We look forward to being a part of making this year your best year. Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, Willow Creek Road in Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, online at affinityrv.com.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
You know, last week
Welcome
you may have seen...
Welcome back to Q&A. Oops. You know, over half of Americans are living beyond their means. Studies show that 78% live paycheck to paycheck, and 90% of us purchase things we can't afford. But to what end? Well, we are talking to author Courtney Carver. She is the creator of BeMoreWithLess.com. Her new book is called Soulful Simplicity, How Living With Less Can Lead to So Much More. Courtney, what do you mean when you say to know your wake-up call, and why is this the key to initiating real change in your life?
I think we're delivered hundreds of wake-up calls a day, but we are so overwhelmed and so disconnected from ourselves that we don't hear them. So we really have to start tapping in to our inner voice and paying attention. And when we hear things like, this isn't working, or this is not for me, I need a change, those are wake-up calls. That's the wake-up call calling. And even though wake-up calls can come in other forms, it really can be as simple as just a message from your inner voice. So we need to slow down and pay attention, because otherwise we're just waiting for the big wake-up call.
Now, a lot of people consider change painful, and you write in your book, quote, sometimes you have to do things you don't want to do so you can do the things you want to do. So what can our listeners and readers of your book do if they're stuck in that kind of slump?
I think it's important to make big change small. So if you know that you need to overhaul your health, or you're paying down a huge amount of debt, you know, things that could take years to change, really break that change down so that it's small steps that you can take every single day. For instance, if you want to add more greens to your diet, eat more kale, for instance, which I didn't want to do. That was one thing I did not want to do. However, I knew that if I wanted to be healthier, then I would have to do that. Mm-hmm. And I did it by just adding a tablespoon of kale to each meal every single day. Oh. And even though that probably wasn't enough to have any great health benefits, after a week or so, I added a little bit more and then a little more. And so, again, I think we have to start in the smallest possible place and grow from there.
Now, we do know that some people in our radio audience are shopaholics. What's the most difficult part of trading shopping for self-care, and why is that important to do it?
Well, it's important because I think that for the most part, you know, aside from shopping for things that we actually need, we're shopping to relieve pain in our life. So we're looking for that little lift or distraction from what's really bothering us. And that can go on, I know in my experience, for decades before we even realize what's happening. And I finally realized after noticing why I was shopping and kind of watching my patterns, that I was shopping when I was bored or frustrated or disappointed mm-hmm. or heartbroken. But all of those times, my body wasn't saying, let's go shopping. It was saying, please take care of me. So I think that the most difficult part of the process is just becoming aware of your shopping habits, really paying attention to it and admitting it. You know, are you shopping because you really need that new gadget, or are you shopping for that because you don't want to face something else mm-hmm. or feel something else?
Now, 9 years ago, you started what became a widely known fashion challenge called Project 333. How has that inspired you to make additional shifts in your inner world?
In so many ways. So Project 333 is a minimalist fashion challenge that invites you to dress with 33 items or less for 3 months. And when I did it, I was working full time. I thought for sure people would notice I was wearing the same things over and over again, that I wouldn't have enough. And none of those things happened. And that was so freeing to know that people weren't thinking about me all the time. they weren't noticing. So I got very curious about if dressing with less improved my life in so many ways, what would living with less in other areas of my home and life look like? So it was very contagious.
So why is it important, as your book states, to align your career with your soul?
I think the more that we can do to feed ourselves, to feed our souls and our hearts and our minds with things that we enjoy, things that resonate with us, things that we care about, the healthier we're going to be inside and out. So, of course, I understand that we have to work to make money, to pay bills and take care of our family, but perhaps there are shifts that we can make so that the most important thing about our job doesn't have to be the paycheck, but we can consider some other factors, you know, other ways that we are paid that really improve our lives.
And reflecting your book's title, what is your definition of soulful simplicity?
Simplicity for me is about the mechanics. So the decluttering, paying down debt, removing or reducing busyness. But the soulful part is what made it all very meaningful and powerful for me. And that is that I was deeply connected to the changes and the why I was making the changes that I was making. So to have that component made all the difference. And I think it does in any change that you're making, whether it be simplicity or something else. If you're very connected to it and that your heart is in the game, so to speak, it will mean more to you.
Mm-hmm. And one last question. Why do you suggest creating a meaningful morning routine?
I think if we can start our days with more intention, then we can walk through our days with more intention. So instead of waking up and hitting the snooze button and then running late and feeling a little out of sorts all day long, create a little more time in the morning, even if it's only 5 minutes, where you can sit quietly and breathe and just connect to yourself. And then if you have more time, add more into your morning routine. And I think you'll have a much more enjoyable day.
How can our listeners access your blog, Be More With Less? And how can they get a copy of Soulful Simplicity?
Yeah, they can find me at the blog, bemorewithless.com, or on Instagram at Be More With Less. And the book is available at local bookstores.
And the author is Courtney Carver. The book, Soulful Simplicity, How Living With Less Can Lead to So Much More. In addition to what we've talked about here, she'll show you how to pare down not only our closets, but our mental and emotional spaces. She provides tips for living a life of practical minimalism, outlining how to cut out the clutter, dig out of debt, and make the space and time for ourselves and loved ones. And along the way, she shares her personal story of being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis and realizing that she needed to eliminate stress in her life for the sake of her health and well-being, and how she identified the source of her debt and rebuilt her financial future. This is not just a decluttering book. Soulful Simplicity shows how you can set priorities and live by them, and ultimately, she says, how to be kinder to ourselves and our loved ones. Continued success in your publishing, and thanks for joining us today on Q&A.
Thank you.
Yavapai County neighbors and friends, I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association. Our goal is to help protect you, the valued citizens of our community. YCCA wants to stop the phone calls from distressed homeowners who've been scammed by unscrupulous contractors. Call me, 778-0040, before you hire anyone. Call YCCA, 778-0040. Don't start without us.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday the 8th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Congressman Paul Gosar is supportive of declaration of a national emergency to build a proposed border wall.
Gosar says he hopes the president will take action.
I think what he ought to do is push this issue. It's going to be challenged in court.
Gosar explains,
this is an opportunity to redirect funds from the Army Corps of Engineers to a necessity along the border.
I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
The Prescott City Council meets at 3 o'clock this afternoon. They'll consider items related to an airport runway rehabilitation project.
A final change order in the amount of $420,000 must be submitted to the Federal Aviation Administration. This amount includes omitted funds for construction administration services, as well as additional funds needed to increase the contract amount for fan contracting by more than $183,000. The Prescott City Council will also consider a ADOT matching grant during its meeting, which will be held at City Hall on South Cortez Street. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
A mostly sunny and cool work week with highs today and Wednesday near 58, Thursday 56, Friday 53 in the Prescott Quad Cities. Chilling overnight with partly cloudy skies to about 34. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to the mostly sunny low 60s today through Thursday, about 59 Friday, with pre-dawn lows around 34. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on your mobile device. Listen live worldwide at KQNA.com. Q&A will continue after this.
Love is out there. It may be in the arms of family after a cross-country road trip or the perfect campsite somewhere along miles of unpaved trail. Findlay Subaru Prescott has the way for you to find it just about anywhere. In a new 2019 Subaru Crosstrek, there's always room for more travel. Crosstrek is engineered for a long, interesting life. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, up to 100 cubic feet of passenger volume, 33 combined miles per gallon, and according to Kelley Blue Book, the lowest five-year cost to own in its class. All new 2019 Crosstrek models are offered right now for as low as 3.49% APR or lease for as low as $235 per month. And a portion of each sale is donated to the Launchpad Learning Center in Prescott. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
Offers OAC for well-qualified buyers. Other rates and payment terms available. Incentives cannot be combined. Standard 2.0i 6MT model code KRA-01. $19.99 due at lease signing. Zero security deposit. 36-month lease. Must take delivery from retailer stock by January 31st, 2019.
Sampling the best. Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. You know, we all have bookcases full of our favorite books, but have we read the books that are the most influential, insightful, witty, and notable? Well, a new book out called 1,000 Books to Read Before You Die is by veteran bookseller James Mustick. He helps answer that question, what to read next. James Mustick, share with us why you decided to write 1,000 Books to Read Before You Die.
I've been a bookseller for 4 decades, and dedicated reader for somewhat longer than that. And I wanted to make a record of the books that I've loved as a reader and then those that I've learned about as a bookseller through talking to other readers and through being in bookstores and discovering things. So this book is kind of a compendium of what I've learned in all those years of dealing in books and talking to readers.
So how do you even start writing a book about 1,000 books?
Well, you sit at your desk for a long time scratching your head saying, why did I agree to do this? But then once you get over that, you try to find a workable approach. There's so many different ways that you can organize a book like this, because you could buy the great, most important books, or by chronology, or by subject matter, because books by their very nature contain all of human knowledge in one way or another. But I wanted to make something that really mapped more to a real reader's life. And I think we read in lots of different ways, a little bit like the way we eat. So we might want to have a hot dog one afternoon, and the next day we might want to have sushi, and the day after that, a totally different kind of food, because we eat for nourishment, indulgence, and many reasons. And I think we have reading appetites that are kind of the same. So I wanted to have a book that reflected all of those different kinds of reading and all of the different kinds of books that satisfied those urges that we get.
Now, this book is more than 900 pages about notable books, including classic novels, beloved mysteries, children's books, poetry, memoirs, contemporary fiction, cultural criticism. It's been in the works for 14 years. So how did this evolve over time?
Well, it evolved in, there were always new books coming in. Once people find out you're writing a book called 1,000 Books to Read Before You Die, you can never really enjoy a dinner party in the same way as you did before, because everyone has their favorites that they want to talk about. They want to quiz you about what you've chosen to be in the book, argue with you about some of the choices you've made, all of which is part of the fun and really the kind of conversation I hope the book will promote. So there's always more and more incoming new books, and new books are published. So trying to sort all of that into the framework I had was the ongoing work of the book, as well as sitting down and doing the writing.
Now, when you started working at Books and Things, you were making something like, I think, $270 an hour. So how did you start recommending books to people?
Well, I started working in the store and finding customers who would ask questions, and if you lead them onto a good book, they come back. So I really had a knack for that, and I enjoyed doing it. And then from working in the store, I went on to found a book catalog called The Common Reader in 1986, and I ran that for 2 decades, and where I would write about books, and we'd send the catalog to people all across the country and get mail and email and actual letters from people recommending books they'd loved. And that's really where it took off in that kind of conversation I've been talking about. And a lot of those recommendations and enthusiasms that I got from readers at that time have stayed with me and found their way into this book.
How did you determine which books made the cut, and how painful was it to make sure some didn't?
Well, it's not an exact science, and it's never quite satisfying. You really, no matter how long you spend writing it and agonizing over the decisions, there's some that fall by the wayside that you regret, and it's impossible, despite, you know, having done this book of 900 pages, of feeling like something like a slacker when you see, you know, you walk into a store and you see the books that you didn't get to and so on. So it was quite a chore.
How many authors from these 1,000 books to read before you die have you met?
I've met, probably 36 or so. I was fortunate enough to interview writers like Robert Caro, the great biographer of Robert Moses and Lyndon Johnson, which was very, went to his workroom and saw how he put together his massive books. And Philip Roth and Philip Pullman, the great author of The Golden Compass, which is in the book. So there's several of them that I've written, and I invariably... once they knew you were familiar with their work and were asking questions that they didn't normally get, the conversations were very rewarding and fun. Mm-hmm.
On that note, this is a question I always ask authors, so I'll ask you. At what point during writing this book did you find the ideas flooding in so fast that you had to keep up?
Ah, that's a great question. When I got to, as I approached it, writing about 1,000 books, as you know from looking at it, there's about 1,000 mini essays about all of these books. And for many years, you know, I would have a great month and I'd write 30 or 40 of them. But to go from 300 to 330 didn't feel like you were making progress. But once I passed about 800 being done, then I was on the downhill slope and I had more and more ideas coming in, more and more books I wanted to fit into the remaining slots. So that was about 2 years ago. And I had exactly what you described, kind of being overwhelmed by the possibilities of what you could put in the book.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you could go back in time and meet any author that's included in your book, who would you choose to meet and why?
The French author at the turn of the 19th century called Madame de Stael, who was a great freelance intellectual of great repute. She's mentioned in War and Peace. Mm. Someone at the time said that Napoleon had three worthy opponents fighting against him, England, Russia, and Madame de Stael. And she wrote all kinds of books. There's a novel in my book called Corinne, which is really a woman as a romantic hero that was a landmark work and beautiful writing. But her character and her ideas, she wrote about everything from politics to geography, and I'm just fascinated by her.
Do you have a web page where our listeners can learn more about you, and how can they get a copy of 1,000 books to read before you die?
Well, the book is on sale now wherever they buy their books, either local bookstore, and my website is 1000bookstoread.com. Where you can learn more about me, look at the list, and tell me what you think, and add books of your own if you'd like.
The author is James Mustick. The name of the book, 1,000 Books to Read Before You Die. We thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Join the Arizona Cardinals season ticket waitlist, and you'll have the chance to select your seats before the general public. The 2019 home schedule features traditional NFC West matchups with the Seahawks, 49ers, and Rams. Plus, the Falcons, Panthers, Browns, and Steelers will visit State Farm Stadium.
Rise up, Red Sea, let's hear it!
Call 602-379-0102 or visit azcardinals.com/tickets.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit davidasnydercpa.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
With that interview with James Mustick, the author of 1,000 Books to Read Before You Die, I'm reminded of the
professional writers of Prescott, because we talk about, you know, our love of literature on our meetings the last Tuesday of each month. And the description of that book, A Thousand Books to Read Before You Die, is just entrancing. Celebrate the pleasure of reading and the thrill of discovering new titles in an extraordinary book that's as compulsively readable, entertaining, surprising, and enlightening as the 1,000-plus titles it recommends, covering fiction, poetry, science, and science fiction, memoir, travel writing, biography, children's books, history, and more. 1,000 Books to Read Before You Die ranges across cultures and through time to offer an eclectic collection of works that each deserve to come with the recommendation, you have to read this. But it's not a prescriptive list of the great works. Rather, it's a celebration of the glorious mosaic that is our literary heritage. You can flip it open to any page and be transfixed by a fresh take on a very favorite book, or come across a title you always meant to read and never got around to, or, like browsing in the best kind of bookstore, stumble on a completely unknown author and work and feel that tingle of discovery. There are classics in it, of course, and unexpected treasures, too. Lists to help pick and choose, like Offbeat Escapes or A Long Climb, But What of You? And its alphabetical arrangement by author that surprises await on almost every turn of the page, with Cormac McCarthy and The Road next to Robert McCloskey and Make Way for Ducklings, Alice Walker next to Isaac Walton. And there are Nuts and Bolts, too. Best editions to read, other books by the author, If You Like This, You'll Like That recommendations, and finally, an interesting endnote of adaptations where appropriate. So, you add it all up, and in fact, there are more than 6,000 titles by nearly 4,000 authors mentioned. Indeed, a life-changing list for a lifetime of reading. 1,000 Books to Read Before You Die by James Mustick. You can disappear into a book like that. Hey, it's a big Saturday coming up for our friends at the Highland Center, especially for our buddy Tom Agostino, because Saturday morning from 9 to noon, they're having the Highland Center Volunteer Fair, where you your opportunities include naturalists for the Discovery Gardens, docents to lead school field trips, greeters for the Nature Store, help with educational and fundraising events, gardeners to assist in the schoolyard habitat program, and help with office and grounds administrative and maintenance tasks. Then that evening at the Prescott Center for the Arts, the Folk Sessions presents Four Shillings Short with the Fare-de-Wells. That's part of the Folk Sessions concert series. And then coming up on February 9th, it's going to be the Giants of Folk with all sorts of people that you've seen before around town. Art Podell from the New Christy Minstrels, McDougal Street West, The Lonesome Whistle, Gail Steiger, Brad Newman, Ron Skelton, Parker Smith, and of course the Fare-thee-wells are back for that. That is the folksessions.com. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, then Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, then join me right back here Wednesday at 2 for Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.